From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's been a while since we've checked in with blogger Stefan Shepherd to hear what children's music has caught his fancy. Stefan Shepherd runs the website Zooglobal with news and reviews of kids and family music. Hi, Stefan.
Hi, Melissa.
And we are listening to one of the CDs you steered me to. This is Peter Himmelman. The CD's called My Green Kite, and this is the song Feet.
My feet take me everywhere, take me off to anywhere. I love my feet.
It doesn't mean.
And one of the things I love about Peter Himmelman's work for kids is he puts a new frame or a new spin on the subject. In this case, it's developing a new appreciation for a body part which you might not actually think about very often, wrapped around this very catchy melody and people shouting, "Feet!" Feet is this wonderful Sgt. Pepper's-esque song. I mean, one of the things that Himmelman does is he obviously has a separate life recording music not for kids, and so that sounds like a full pop song, something that George Martin might have helped the Beatles record.
And if you listen closely, you'll hear, sort of as an aside, somebody using the word schmendrick, the Yiddish word for fool. So kids everywhere will be going, "Mom, what's a schmendrick?"
Schmendrick loves his feet.
A little Yiddish lesson as well.
Yeah, why not? You also called our attention to a compilation called Play, which is a really different sound, very high energy.
Yeah, so this is a compilation put out by DeSoto Records, bands that most people would consider punk. The band Georgie James is sort of a new band, and they've got a fun song on here called The Grizzly Jive, which is actually the first song that the band ever wrote together. It's a great little pop song.
One, two, three, four, five, let's do that grizzly jive. Six, seven, eight, nine, ten, let's do that jive again. The hunter, he jumped back in shock. He couldn't believe the bear could talk.
All of these artists have made records in fancy studios. Some of them have probably had major label funding to help make those sounds. I mean, they all know their way around a production. What was your favorite cut?
I must say, I did like the version of John Fogerty's Centerfield.
Oh, I thought that was great. As a baseball fan and as a parent of a six-year-old daughter who hits the snot out of an oversized plastic baseball, warms my heart to hear this great baseball song being sung by a woman, Rachel Flotard of the band Viz Queen.
Well, we're going to take a huge tonal shift here, going for that raucous energy of the compilation Play. And now a CD of mostly lullabies called It's a Big World by Renee and Jeremy.
And again, this is a CD made by some artists who have recorded for adults who decided they wanted to take a shot at crafting a CD for kids.
Just listen to what they do with this Bob Marley song, Three Little Birds. Which is slowed down so much it's almost approaching a dirge, I think.
Rise up this morning, smiled with the rising sun. Three little birds pitched by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true. Sing. This is my message to you.
Don't worry about a thing. 'Cause
they recorded this in the room that was to become the nursery for Renee's daughter.
This is Renee's doll of Renee and Jeremy.
Yes. And so this CD, I think appropriately, has a very lo-fi, a very raw sound that helps achieve an intimacy that is appropriate for a collection of lullabies.
Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun.
Here's another CD from the Terrible Twos. It's called If You Ever See an Owl. And I wanted to play for you a little lesson song called Math Stump.
Do you know how to add, how to multiply and divide?
It's got a nice little Americana country shuffle.
You're as smart as a tack. Do you know how the rules apply?
Maybe sounds a little bit like They Might Be Giants.
A little bit, mixed in with some old 97s or Ryan Adams, perhaps.
How 1 + 1 = 2, and so on from there. 1 + 1 = 2 + 2 = 4.
I like where he says, anything times zero is still zero.
16 times 0 is still 0.
I want to throw out one CD that landed on my desk that I put in right away, and that's by the McCoury band, Del McCoury and his sons. It's called Little Mo McCoury. This is a well-known bluegrass family. And I love the song Barefoot Nelly, which is going to make some kid out there want to play the banjo.
Redhead, a pecker, what's sitting on a limb? Oh, said chicken, but Nelly got him wrung his neck and picked him clean. The funniest chicken I've ever seen. Hey, Barefoot Nelly, oh, Barefoot Nelly, hey, Barefoot Nelly, you're the one for me.
Stephen Shepherd, do you like the CD?
I do like it. It'll get released next month, and it's got some songs that kids might be familiar with. A Randy Newman song from Toy Story. Some traditional songs like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but you've also got songs like this, which is just a lot of fun. It's very high quality bluegrass playing. I was listening to Barefoot Nelly this morning with my son, and my son was just jumping around all over the place.
Stephen, how old is your son?
My son turns 2 this week. He likes the high-energy music, so he also likes a lot of the songs on play.
Well, Stefan, it's great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Melissa.
Stefan Shepherd writes about music for kids and families at zooglobal.com. You can hear more of the music from his recommended CDs at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.